This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, Jim Erickson says as far as he can tell, a new superhero movie at least goes a little bit deeper than the typical examples of the genre.
I avoid comic book movies successfully enough that I really can't judge, but Captain America Civil War does seem to have more thought content than is usual with the action thrillers. The big question of whether the Avengers superhero group should accept some government supervision from the United Nations instead of remaining almost purely a vigilante guerrilla unit is splitting the group between Iron Man and his followers and Captain America and his. And this leads to what I assume is more discussion of a social issue than one expects from the comic book genre. And there are at least touches of parental problems with teenage wannabe superheroes, though I suspect that the family theme is simply previewing fuller treatment in the promised next Spider-Man movie. Unfortunately, none of this material affects the fact that in American movies, especially thrillers, almost every problem except the sexual romantic is resolved only by violence. And Captain America Civil War every so often indulges in the usual car chases, big orange explosions, shootouts, and gun downs, exceptionally well done as to special effects and stunts, but nothing really new. Special mention has to be made of some car crash bits that exceed anything I've ever seen, but remember, I don't like action movies and don't know what the current standards are. Some of the fighting is too blurry for my taste, and too much of the fighting is done by editing one shot per punch. I'm not much interested in slugouts between creatures so invulnerable that only Robert Downey Jr.'s black eye seems to last into the next scene. And I don't know what the superpowers are enough to know whether there's a problem or not. But these last points surely go with the genre, and reports indicate that Captain America Civil War will more than satisfy its intended audience. Jim Erickson, over and out.